The Mishkan, what's called an oil by the Mishkan. Ksiv Hoch, in the Parsha of Tumas Meis, it says, Zois HaTorah Odom Kiyomas Boil. A person dies and is in an oil. So the Pasuk says, Zai, the oil itself was Tomei, even though the oil doesn't touch the Meis. The oil becomes Tomei, and who are then anything underneath the oil of a Keli is on the other side, underneath the oil, the Keli is also Makabel Tumah. So what type of oil are we talking about? Well, Ksiv Hosom, it says in the Parsha of the Mishkan, Vayifrois as the oil al ha-mishkan. They threw the oil on top of the Mishkan. So the Mishkan is called an oil. As soon as we have pictures here, soon we'll soon see what the oil was. But interesting, the taitch of Mishkan itself, it goes upon the oil, goes upon the covering of the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, Vayifrois, they threw as the oil al ha-mishkan. They threw the oil on top of the Mishkan. Because interesting, the Mishkan has three coverings to it. That was called the Mishkan. We'll soon see. There were three different type of coverings on top of the Mishkan. So they threw the oil on top of the Mishkan. Is Mala Halon Shel Pishtin? Just like by the Mishkan, one of the three oils on top was made out of Pishtin. The first one was made out of Shesh Moshazor, was made out of type of Pishkin. Pishtin is curry oil. So you see, it's called an oil made out of flax. Is Afkan Shel Pishtin curry oil? Who was in here by Tumas Meis? If the oil is made out of Pishtin, it's also Mekabo Tumu, the oil is Tumi. The only type of material that was used for covering the Mishkan was eitz, was pishtun. The first covering of the Mishkan was shesh moshezor, was made out of flax. Everybody knows this is the Mishkan itself without any covering. This is the way the Mishkan looked with the chotzer here around it with the coverings. Understand to know, this here was the Mishkan itself. The Mishkan itself has three coverings on top of it. The first one here is Shesh Moshezor, that's made out of flax. The next one is made out of ezim, made out of goat's hair. And the third one is made out of skin. We'll soon see in our Gemara, Machlokes Taka. It was interesting, that's the way the Mishkan used to look though. I don't know the exact colors, it was Ma'adamim, was red skin. About them. This is the machlokes, we soon have an al gemara here. The machlokes is the top skin, if it was two coverings, two different skins, or it was one skin with two coverings. We'll soon see. That was gemara. But I call part of the Mishkan itself is called the covering. This is the Mishkan, the covering, the oil. So we learn out from the Mishkan what's called an oil. So the first one, the first covering was made out of Pishtun. The first one was made out of Shesh Moshezor, which was Pishtun. That's called an oil. So oil of flax is called an oil. But Yifra says oil es ala mishkan. Malahalan shall pishtin curry oil, afkan shall pishtin curry oil. For the Gemara, malahalan shizurin, vechutin kofovov. By the Mishkan, when they made the first cover made out of flax, it was twirled. Every material, every one was twirled. Plus, it was folded over six times. It was a thick material. Is a vizoy, maybe also by Hilchas Tumah. If Dafka has to be a pishtin that's twirled and folded over six, afkan shizurin v'chutin kof vav, tamud loyma oil. In this pasuk v'yifreis es oil, it says two times the word oil. It's a ribo, no, any type of an oil made out of flax is makabo tumas oil. So it's Gemara, e oil ribo, if you hold it's a ribo then, maybe afilu kol milunami, maybe it's marba, any type of an oil, even made out of wood, will also be makabo tumas oil. And the Gemarim came, Gzereshova Maya Hanilei. If we can have a marbe, any type of a material that makes an oil, the oil is Tomei, what do I need Gzereshova? Zeus Teres Adam, and Vayifreis Es Oil. What do I need Gzereshova for? Every material is Mekabel Tumas Oil. Elamai, no. Only flax is Mekabel Tumah. That's what I need the Lima from the Mishkan. So the Pasuk says, by Tumas Meis. Zois HaTeru Adam Kiyomas Boil. What type of an oil is it? The Afkan oil made out of flax. Let's say by the Mishkan, no, the Mishkan was called Kroshim. It's having minaris. Part of the Mishkan is even the Kroshim. The Kroshim, that was the woods, the bear Mishkan itself, the woods of the Mishkan. So if that's called the Mishkan, maybe the Kroshim is also Mekabel Tumah then. Beima Malahalan Kroshim, Afkan Kroshim. Maybe who are there for Tumas oil, if you have Kroshim wood on top, maybe that's also Mekabel Tumah. So the Marnein, Omar Kro, V'yosisa Kroshim La Mishkan. Make the Kroshim, make the wood for the Mishkan. The Mishkan means the covering on top. Make the Kroshim in order to be able to put on top of it the Mishkan. So we have a diyuk, Mishkan Kori Mishkan. The Mishkan means the top covering, that's called the Mishkan. V'yein Kroshim Kriya Mishkan. But the Kroshim, the wood that holds up the Mishkan, that's not called the Mishkan. So men were learning out from the Mishkan what's called an oil. Only the coverings on top is called an oil. So what was the coverings on top? Was made out of skin, or else was made out of pishtin. Trashi Afkan Kroshim V'yema Deitz Nam Yikriel. Maybe even wood is also called an oil. Mishkan Kori Mishkan. Kogoyin Ese Yirios. Oh, Rashi, what's called the Mishkan? The Ese Yirios, the 10 curtains. Shesh Moshes are made out of flax. Or Mishkan Ikri Oil. The Mishkan is called an oil, the covering. The Seves Mishkan Oil Moyed. The Mishkan was the oil, the covering of the Kroshim. That was called the Mishkan. The top part was called the Mishkan. For the Gemara, Lomayatoi Bazoi, the Pasuk says, V'yosiso michsel oil. You should make a covering for the oil. So I'll make a diuk. Hochinami michse lo yikri oil. Maybe the covering is not called the oil. The Pasuk says, make a covering for the oil. Mashma, the oil is one thing, and the michse is something else. So Bazoi, maybe the covering, like our moshes or our flax, is not called an oil. So the Gemara, that can't be. Eloi Bezoi, if you want to say like that, that the flax, the covering is not called an oil. Eloho deboi Rebbe Loza. Rebbe Loza klera shayla. Or behema tumeo, mao shitama b'yela meis. What about if you have skin of a behema tumeo, and you're using it to make an oil? You have a tent, a roof, made out of this skin, and on the bottom is the meis. Is this skin makabel tumas oil or not? That was a shayla. What's a shayla? So the Gemara, hash to or behema tohira loy metame. If you're going to tell me now that the michse, the covering of the mishkan, which was made out of skin, is not called an oil, like you say michse al oil, it's a covering for the oil, but not the oil itself. So the michse, the covering of the mishkan, which was made out of skin, is not makabel tumah. Or bezoi or behema tameyim iboi. Like what's the shayla? What's his havvina to say that the or behema tamey is makabel tumah oil? Madach or behema tohira is not makabel tumah. If we're going to say the michse is not called an oil, so pshita behema tamey is not makabel tumah. Selam my pshita vada skin is ye makabel tumah. I why? And the Gemara shani hosam the ahadre kro. The posek itself puts it back to say the michse is called an oil. The Chsiv, another passage in Bamidbar says, "V'nosu es yirias haMishkan." They carried the yirias, the curtains of the Mishkan, v'yes oyel moyed, and the oyel moyed michseyu, which was covering it, or michsey hatachas asher olov. The michsey hatachas, just the third covering. We'll soon see what takash means. It's another type of the skin of a behemah. Asher olov is makish elyon atachton. We makish the top, this takash, to the one underneath it. Ma tachton kori oil, just like the middle covering is called an oil, because it says v'nosus riyas hamishkan v'yes oil moed. So the middle covering of the izim that was made out of goat's hair, that's called the oil moed. That's called an oil. Is who adin the top covering, the mechseyu hatachash, that was the skin, the third covering on top, is also called an oil. Is af elyon kori oil. Who adin the third covering on top is also called an oil. These are the three types of covering that has on the mishkan. That first the flax, that was the first type of covering. Then the middle covering was the seer izim, made out of goat's hair. And then that the Torah calls klo oil moed, that's called the oil. And then on top of that is the or tachash, that's the skin of an animal, which was the third covering on top. So we're being makish the third covering to the second covering. Just like the second covering, the Torah says klo, it's called an oil, who was in the top covering is also called an oil. But that's the way the Mishkan used to look when it was covered. There are other pictures of the Mishkan when it was covered. So Drashi hashta or behemet tohira could go in elam adomim, the red skins or ram skins, ma tachton. Drashi, what's tachton means? Ashtei esri yirias izim. The middle covering was 12 curtains of izim made out of goat's hair. Lo oil ala Mishkan. That's cloth that Torah calls an oil. The Mishkan, what is the Mishkan? It's called an oil al ha-Mishkan. It's a covering on top of the Mishkan. What does the Mishkan mean? The Mishkan hainu esi yirias ha-mechuboris b'kar se-zov. That was the first covering. Hence, the first covering is called the Mishkan. That's called the flax. Made out of pishtin, the first covering is called the Mishkan. The oil al ha-Mishkan is the second covering. That's called the seer izim. That's called the goat seer. That's the second covering. And the third covering, that's the or tachash. That's the skin. Hainu Esi Urias Samachoras Kasi Zog. Mulmala Mehem, on top of that, is oil Urias Izim. The oil is the Urias Izim, made out of the hair of the Izim, goats. Ulamala Mehem, what was the third covering on the Mishkan? Michsei Horus. That was the covering of the skin. We'll soon see which skin they use. Maris Adam and red skin they use on top. That was the Tchashim skin. That was the top. So a Makish claw, that this top is also called an oil. So Mela, since the skin is called an oil, Pshita or is Mekabel Tumas oil. So therefore, Moshe, as a Shiloh, the Mishkan of Ad was talking about Behemoth Torah. What about the or of a Behemoth Tumay? Is that also Mekabel Tumas oil or not? That was his topic. But that's the Maskon Avad, that all the oils of the Mishkan is Mekabel Tumas oil. So merely we know skin is Mekabel Tumas oil, and the word in flax is also Mekabel Tumas oil. So the more Gufa. Gufa. Boy, we have a loza. Or Behema Tumeya, if you have the skin of a pig skin, Mal Shitama Tumas Oholim. If you have a pig skin on top of a mace, is the pig skin Mekabel Tumas mace or not also an oil? That's the suffix. For the more might can be boiling, what's his suffix? Omer Avada Baravo, Tachash Shohoye Bimei Moshe. Says by the Mishkan, the top skin was made out of Or Tachash, the skin of this behemoth called Tachash. We have a suffix, what type of behemoth was that? Shohoye Bimei Moshe, can be boiling. Tomei Hoya, was that a Tomedika behemoth? And the male, since they used that for an oil on top of the Mishkan, so it has Tumas oil. Oy Toy Hoya, maybe no, it was Vadi Tor. So if it was Tor, then you have Noraya, will be by the skin of a Tomei. Omer Rav Yosef, mighty boiler, what's your suffix? Tanina, we learned of Raiso, loyhuchshu lemlecha shemayim, you could only use something for melecha shemayim to do mitzvahs with, elo or behema teira avad, only the skin of a behema teira. Avad, you can't use pigskin to make a mishkan with. So what's your suffix that maybe the skin, that the tachash was a behema teira? So avad was a behema teira, so what's your suffix to say, even a behema teira, the skin should also be mekabel tumas oil. Avad, if you learn out from the mishkan, it was only behema teira. But the more name, Moser Rav Abba, Rav Yehuda Weimer, Shnei Michsoyes Hoya. Rav Yehuda Shita, this is the two sheets here, top picture is Rav Yehuda Shita, and the bottom sheet is Rav Nechemya Shita. He held the top covering were two separate coverings. It was two skins. It was a red skin and a white skin. Two separate skins. Rav Yehuda... Rabbi Yehuda Weimar Shnei Mechsoyes Hoyu. The third covering was made out of two separate skins. Echot Shel Oiris Elim, one out of skin from Rim, Madomin, a red skin, the Echot Shel Oiris Tchoshim, and another was made out of Tchoshim skin, another type of a skin. We have Nechem Yuaymanay, Mechsechot Hoyu, was one covering. Hey, the third covering, like this picture here, it's one, it's half and half. Half of it was red, and the other half was the Tchoshim. We have Nechem Yuaymer, Mechem Yoimeh Michse Echad Hoy, it was one covering. V'doima Kimin Tol Ilon, it looked like a Tol Ilon. That's the same player, it looks like a squirrel. It looked like a certain behemoth. For the Gemara of a Tol Ilon Tumeya Hoy, that's a behemoth Tumeya. So the Chur, you see, the skin came from behemoth Tumeya. My name, what kind of kashra is that? Hokikama. Kimin Tol Ilon, it looked like the skin of a Tol Ilon who? Sheyesh by Gavonim Harba, just means it had a lot of colors. Yes, Chach, that was the picture's right. It has a lot of colors. Hey, so the top skin had a lot of colors to it. This one also has a lot of colors to it. The top skin here has a lot of colors. V'loy tol ilon, but it wasn't mamish tol ilon. Dilu hosom tomi. So some say it's a squirrel. Avada tol ilon. It doesn't make sense, squirrel. That's a colorful. No. Dilu hosom tomi. Tol ilon is a tomatik behema. V'ocha tor, avada here, the tachash that was used in May Moshe was a tardik behema. Omer Rabbi Yosef, v'hochi is very good. Hainu de Metagiminon Sizguna, the Targum says on the word of Tachash Sizguna. What does that mean? Sheshosha begavonim harbi, was very happy with a lot of different colors. Whereas this skin had a lot of colors to it. So I call upon him the Tachash that was Bemei Moshe, you have Loraya, it was a behemoth. Tumeya, it could be it was a behemoth Tor. It was a behemoth Tor. Just it had a lot of colors to it that it made it look like a behemoth, like a behemoth Tumeya. The Bemisim was one skin on top. So the Zay with Srik Shveh now, what's your suffix to say behemoth Tumeya? Should be Mekabel Tumas Oyel, Tumas Ameis. If you learn out from the Mishkan, of the portion of the Mishkan was only behemoth Torah. They didn't have behemoth Tumeis. So the more name. Rav Omar or behemoth Tumeya, de Metama B'Yoyel Ameis Mocha. It's like a true. Now the tzad to say that a behemoth tumei or a behemoth tumei should become tum is not from the Mishkan. Avada the Mishkan you only use behemoth toris. There's another tzad to say that even a behemoth tumei is also mekabel tumah. The Tanya learned another halacha. Or the pasuk says by or is or and oibor. The pasuk is lashon oibor is ribuitz marba or behemoth tumei. So this is a parsha in the goyim. The Torah says if a nega goes upon a beggar made out of skin, it has tumas negoyim. The pasuk says oy be'or. We have a riboy, even an or behemoth tumei. If you have pig skin in your house and a nega comes in it, it's makabel tumah. So may last the tzad. Once you see that in the hilchos negoyim, behemoth tumei is the same thing like a behemoth Torah, maybe the same halacha can apply by oil hames. Oil hames also. We know a behemoth Torah with the skin of a behemoth Torah is yer makabel tumas oil hames. So maybe who are din behemoth tumei is also makabel tumas hames. Like the dinim will apply the same halachas. So this is one ribui. Vos says oy be'or is ribui. Yor behemoth tumei. Vaita another ribui is v'shelaka biyat koyin. Luyitzuya the or you gave to the koyin should test it out and biyat hakoyin that's where it became tumei. That's where the nega came in it. Still it's makabel tumah. Vaita kotzatz mikulam you cut out from different type of materials. But you also echemem, you made one material out of it. Is minayin this one beged now is makabel tumas negoyim talmud loyma oy bechol meleches or any type of a meleches or is makabel tumah any type of meleches or. So these are the rebuyim we have from this postik oy bor. So I call upon him in the parsha from the goyim we see klar that a behemah temeya the skin is also makabel tumah. Trashi. Maikim iboyle, hami mishkan gomolo, Yehuda is learning it out from the Mishkan. Yeliyab reishmait, the vossim Torah, the Mishkan zicha, all the behemoths were Torah. Devam lumlechas a Mishkan. Yemichsi echad hoya, chetziev shal elam, according to Ram Nechemya, was one covering. Half of it was made out of rim, the chetziev shal tchoshim. O lamalo, I the posuk says lamalo, the kro, atavayo ksiv. Both of them was the top covering. The bain elim bain tchoshim oye michse echod milmala l'oil urias izim. It was the covering on top of the middle covering on top of the urias izim. Yetole ilon chayet temeihim numeros begabon has a lot of different colors to it. The yochasiati yeshoshes asomach biyefu begabonim. Yor oibor gabin goyim ksiv oibor. The pasuk says oibor veheve motzle michtev oibor. The pasuk could have just said oibor. Why does it say boor? That's a riboy, even a behemoth tumeya. But avaita v'shaloka biyat koyin, mishareyu biyat koyin. When you gave the skin to the koyin to check it out to see is there a nega here or not? Nasa nega. Then it became a nega. Umatchilu lohoy nega. V'shafti Yisrael had the beged in his hand. It wasn't a nega yet. Now after the koyin got it in his hand, then it became a nega. Still it has tumas negoyim. Kotzatz mikulon, mikol amur beposik, v'chibrin yachad, all different types of skins. You cut out a piece of each one and put it together. It's also makabel tumas negoyim. Yeah. So that's it's sad to say. Since you say batumas negoyim, a pig skin is makabel tumah, maybe who are then by tumas hameis or oil hameis, also pig skin could be makabel tumas hameis. For the Gemara name, Vikal Mirfuk, if you're learning out from the Goyim, like Nesakasha, Malin Negoyim Shken Shesi V'Yerav Tomibhem, Hatei Negoyim has a special chumra, that even a raw material, you just have the up and across, you started to weave a begid, just the Shesi V'Yerav alone, and then a negat comes on that, it's Mekabu Tumah. Mashenke for Negoyim, for Mace, Oil HaMace, it has to have a Shem begid, it won't have a Tumas HaMace. So you can't learn out from the goyim. Maybe dafka by the goyim material was machmir shesi verb is makabel tumas the goyim. Who are then pigskin is makabel tumas the goyim. But maybe you want to have a tumas oil hameis. Maybe only skin of a Torah, not skin of a behemoth tumei. Elazat gemara goma mishrotzim. I learned out that pigskin has the same aloch like skin of a behemoth Torah for the parsha of shrotzim. The Tanya or the pasuk says by shrotzim or. Is ainly yellow or behemoth Torah. Only if a sheret touches the skin of a behemoth Torah, that's what's makabel tumah. Or behemoth tumeya minayin. How do we know the skin of a behemoth tumeya is also makabel tumah if a sheret touches it? Talmud loyma oy or ariba akro oy or. So why do once you see by shrotzim, if a sheret touches the skin, even though it's a pig skin, it's makabel tumah. Suwadin boyel ames also. We're not going to be machalik between skin of a behemoth Torah and skin of a behemoth tumeya. So the Gemara, you want to learn out oila meis from shirotzim? I'll tell you no. Mal is shirotzim shekayim etam bechad osher, like we had before. Shirotzim has a chumra to it. No matter how small the ant is, the sheriff says, I feel it's as small lentil. Still, it could be metam something. Mashenka ma oil hameis, you have to have a kezayis always. So I can't learn out oil hameis from sheriffs.
That's
smaller than a kezayis. But I call upon him shrotzim as the biggest chumra as a shirim go. That even though it's a small zachadosha, very small lentil, still it can be metamiyu. So you can't learn out oil hameis from shrotzim. And the Gemara, this is the goyim yachich. Even though the goyim needs a shear of a kigris, still it's mekabel tuma. So the Gemara v'chozer adin, I'll learn out now from both. I'll learn out oil hameis from shrotzim and from the goyim. Both these two pashas of shrotzim and the goyim, the Torah says, zayib or of a behema Torah, and zayib the or of a behema tumei is mekabel tuma. Here's who adin oil hameis. That leroy zeh kiroy zeh, for leroy zeh kiroy zeh. That's the type of a lima. Learn out this one din from both of them. Each one doesn't have the chumra of the other one. Hasara shovashben. What's the common denominator between the two of them, shrotzim and the goyim? Shaor tomei behen. That the skin of a behemah is makabel tuma. V'yos or behemah tumeya kor behemah toira. Just like by Negoyim and by Shrotzim, whether it's pig skin or skin of a Torah, it's Makabal Tumah, is Af on the Ovi, who will then learn out from these two dinim, Oil Hameis, Sha'or Tumeya, Sha'or Tomei Boy, that skin has a Tumas Oil Hameis. That we learn out from the Mishkan. The Mishkan was called an oil, and the top, the third skin, the third covering of the Mishkan was or was skin. And the Torah calls it an oil, so we know skin has a Tumas Oil. If skin is on top of a mace, the skin is makabel tuma. So we'll say the same halacha now. Vanasa by or behemah tumeya kor behemah toira. And we'll say the same halacha that there's no chilik between the behemah tumeya and the behemah toira. Just like by shrotzim and menagoyim. Omale rova mi banish le ravashi. Rova yes the kasha no. Rova banish yes the kasha to ravashi. Ikul mifra for this limud matak rabakasha. I can't learn out oil hameis from these two pashis of shrotzim and negoyim. Shekein tuneyim bepochus mekazayis. They both have a chumrut to it. Negoyim is metama bechadosh, is metama bekgrit. That's smaller than a kazayis. And shrotzim is metama bechadosh. Toyama bemeis, mashenkin meis, sheinim metami ela bekazayis. To have tumas oil hameis is only if the meis, you have the size of the kazayis of a meis. Less than that has no tumah. So they kill and out the pasha of mace from the pasha of shrotzim. Elo amar rova mibanish. Rova mitzat say another tzad. Which makes shver, what's the tzad to say that a behema, the or of a behema tumeya, should be mekabel or tumas hamace? Is asked the mekal v'chayma. I learn out from mekal v'chayma minoitze shalizim. From the hair of goats. She'en